My brothers and sisters, welcome to an episode. I love saying that. It's another one, 434. Woo! I don't think I started finding my voice till like 137 deep. And that's just the way it works sometimes. You don't really find your voice till you do something over and over and over again. And then voila, you find your voice. Last podcast, I told you a snippet of some stanza that I wrote, put on my Instagram, and I read on here, and we went through it a little bit. And it was about mental health and consciousness, awareness. And I've been using it, man. I hope it helped you too. And I've been reflecting more and more and more. And I wrote something else on my story yesterday because my heart was aching as I was tapping more and more into what I'm really feeling. And I became aware that, man, if I go on this podcast and I'm someone who says that as human beings, we're all connected and there's this energy and you feel it and I feel it and you get vibes from me and I get vibes from you and we're all connected, and how you can walk into a room and I'll feel a certain energy from you, and actually the room itself could have its own energy, and someone can say something or do something and the mood of the whole place will change. If we can go on saying that about life and reality, then wouldn't you have to agree that when bombs are being exploded in some part of the world and innocent people are crying and dying, do you think that you would feel it as well? Do you think that it would rub your heart as well? Don't you think if you were spiritually inclined and tapped into the collective humanity that you would feel broken inside because thousands of people have been dying in one part of the world for the past week? That there is a war ongoing? It's so easy to live as if it, you know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect you. What does that got to do with my bank account? What does that got to do with my mirror? What does that got to do with my workout? What does that got to do with the way that I look? It has everything to do with you if you tap in. If you tap in. So I was writing something and I want to read it on here. This is our world, guys. This is our world. A lot of you, maybe you own a home, maybe you rent a home. That home is yours. And anything that happens in it is your responsibility. And I wish you could adopt that for our world. And I wish you can see this world as your home. And I wish more people could too. Because then they'd really be able to live into the true message of loving your neighbor as yourself. Then they'd really be able to say with confidence, energy, the collective, the people. Anyone who goes on talking about these things is usually within the positive. Well, we all pray and we all feel it. And what about the negative? What about when guns go off? Don't you think that's energy in the opposite direction? Don't you think that has everything to do with you too? A lot of times with trauma, we don't know what to do with it. We don't like seeing dead bodies on our screens, on our phones. We don't know what the fuck to do. It's just like, I guess it's bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but does that have anything to do with me? Does that have anything to do with me? Guys, hear me out. This podcast is for you. It's time for you to grow and to realize that these problems in the world are your problems as well, because you're a human being. And if you want to get factual and stuff, and I don't know, I'm not as well versed within government and politics and all these different things, guys. You know that. But it is not that difficult for some shit to happen and boom, your country's in the war too. It's just not that hard for your city, for some reason, something happened and a bomb went off and your loved one was there, and now all of a sudden this has everything to do with you, right? Yeah, well, that happens to people. That happens to people that you don't know. And maybe it'll happen to someone that you do know. And maybe it'll happen to you. Life, like you like to say, like I like to say, it can shift and move very fast. Things can change in an instant. You're only a phone call away. We're more connected than ever. Yes, we're more connected than ever. And that comes with the good. And it also comes with the bad. This is our world, and it's time you take ownership of it. So I wrote something. And I want to share it with you. And it went like this. It says, I think if you're spiritually inclined and tapped into the collective, you'll feel a quiet sadness moving through yourself and moving through our world. and that's okay. This is the heart of God. There's so much pain right now, and it just moves through our air. It breaks my heart. And then I put like a breaking point, because this is another thought that doesn't have to do with those thoughts. And this is the second part of it. Remember that on the day of your death, we will never cast blame. The only thing we will desire is peace within ourself and peace for those around us. I want to read that one more time, that ending part. Remember that on the day of our death, we will never cast blame. The only thing we will desire is peace within ourself and peace for those around us. I wrote that because whenever tragedy happens, as normal operating citizens, we look to cast blame, because if we can find someone who is the reason, then it gives our heart what? It gives our heart peace, because ultimately what we're looking for is peace. So if we can find someone to blame, then it gives us a sense of peace inside, and it allows us to make reason of evilness and tragedy and trauma. So a lot of people right now are looking for someone to blame. We want to make it make sense in our head. We have a hard time understanding evilness. We have a hard time understanding lineages of religious oppression in countries and wars that are not just this one, but wars dating back to thousands of years. We have a hard time understanding that. So we just want to blame someone. And for those that weren't alive 2,000, 1,500 years ago, and they're living in this now, and they grew up in it, we're looking, and that are killing, they're looking to blame as well. And we're all looking to blame as for the reason. And when reason doesn't work anymore, it's time to win and kill. And so you might be listening, and I'm sure you are. You're not really involved, right? There's people who are involved where active shooters are being shot at, and then there's a second wave of people who are there but are not involved and are not feeling it as much. And then there's the third wave of the neighboring countries, and then there's the fourth wave of us here in America that are involved, and things can escalate, but you can pretty much go on with your life and nothing will really change right now if you turn off the news, right? I mean, it's not like that you're having work meetings about this and stuff, but I want to say that I, in my heart, tapped in to the collective and spiritually inclined, and I feel like something's off. Something's not right. There's people dying, and it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way. I want peace. I want justice. I want love. I would hate it if I was told that my family was being bombed. I know you would too. And it bothers me. And I'm just like, why are things like this? And since I can't do anything and you can't do anything, there's like this sadness that overtakes you. You can't literally stop the war. You can't literally prevent a missile, right? So it just kind of like aches in your heart. It just makes you sad. And then overall, it just makes you sad for the situation in general, because you're like, how the fuck is this going to end? So in my opinion, like, when it escalates this much, there needs to be a clearly defined winner for things to end, and a clearly defined loser. And that's how human beings act when they become barbarians and savages and just want to kill. It means that someone needs to die for it to stop, or a group of people needs to be demolished for it to stop. That's what war is, guys. That's what war is. But I make this podcast because of this line that I put here at the end. We will never cast blame on the day of our death. I want you, and this is rather morbid, to think about if you got a text message from God and it said, hey, tomorrow, October 20th, or whenever you listen to this podcast, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, tomorrow you will die. You will die. Like, I'm going to pull the plug on your life, and because I control your heart, you only have about 37,000 beats left, and when that last beat happens, you're going to just die. Immediately, you will not look to cast blame. Everyone, if they knew they were going to die, there's no reason to blame anyone. Blaming and the act of casting blame ceases instantly, in my opinion. The only thing we would want as humans is a peace within ourself and a peace for those around us. We would instantly go inward into our heart of hearts, and we would have to reconcile our soul, our heart, our mind, our life. It would be a reconciliation, a coming together of everything. And ultimately, what we'd be trying to do is make peace with it all, because we know our time is ending. And then we would look at the people that we love in our vicinity, and ultimately in the world around us. We might not like certain people, but we want peace to sort of radiate from us, because we know that this life that we've been given, that we didn't ask for, is going to end. And so we're just trying to make peace with it all. That would be what would happen to you if you got that text from God: you're gonna die. That's crazy, right? Imagine if that's sick. But that's what we would do. It would end like that. You would try to reconcile your whole life. So I say that because if that's true, and that's as deep and as near as you can get to the fullness of life, which is the end of it, why on earth would you blame now? Why on earth would you issue violence now if in the end all you want is to be at peace? Truly, truly, I said this on the last podcast, I think human beings, beyond chasing happiness and pleasure and wealth and ultimately what they want underneath all that, the main characteristic is inner peace. Even these people fighting the war, even though they're throwing missiles, underneath all of that is a desire for peace. You know that, right? It's just like what we were talking about a few podcast episodes ago, redemptive violence. The myth of redemptive violence is like, I got to get through this war, this rough patch, these bad people, so that my people can have peace. Do you understand? Do you understand? The whole thing is predicated on a desire for peace. It's what we as humans want. But we get so fucked up in the head, and we think that the only way to attain peace is someone has to go down. It's this dualistic way of living where there needs to be clearly defined winners and losers, and you are you and I am I. And we've forgotten that we all want the same things. We all want the same things. But greed and power and money and wealth and land and power and struggle and all this gets in the way. But these people on both sides of the war, think about how entertaining this is. They both want the same things. Isn't that crazy? They're both fighting for the same things. They both want peace for their people. They both want justice for their people. Jews, Palestinians, Israel. It's a power grab, man. And it's just like, I want to protect my people. I want peace for my people. On these lines of where countries are drawn and all these things. And all these imaginary things when they both want the same exact thing. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? It's a lot more complicated. I know that. But what I'm trying to give you on this podcast is casting blame on a group of people is going against things. Picking a side of who you're with for this. You're just partaking in the war. You're partaking in dualism. You're partaking on the notion that there needs to be a winner and loser, and there needs to be someone that's right and someone that's wrong. And I'm not saying that killing is right or wrong. Again, guys, deeper. Peace be with you. Peace is what you want. Peace is what they want. Peace is what we want. It's hard. It doesn't come natural, but it's the truth, and the truth sets us free. The hour of your death, you will not cast blame. So why spending your life casting blame now? Why spend your days casting blame now? Maybe you can look outside the war, right? Maybe just, because again, like, we're not involved, right? We're not involved. We weren't involved with Russia, Ukraine, which is a very similar concept. We don't have to go into that. We weren't involved with that either. But you do have your life, right? You do have your life. You do have war with people in your own life in a different context, in a different way. You do have the way you turned out in life. Maybe you're looking to blame someone for the way you are, or your relationships in the past, or how someone wounded you, or circumstances, or your boss, or your partner, your spouse, your kids. You're looking to blame as a way of creating peace in yourself, and that's a false narrative. It's a false narrative. Blaming does nothing. And if you knew that it would end today, you would stop it. You would stop the blaming. And you would make peace within yourself. So I ask you to make peace within yourself now. I ask you to stop blaming and pointing the finger at anyone. Because it does nothing for you but create a false notion of what peace really is. That's all, my friends. That's all for today. That's all for today. That's all I wanted to say. May peace be with you. May this message go well with you. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with a friend. And have an amazing day. Talk to you next time. Later.